let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Let's Pay Death Off by author Garrison Moreland is a shocking tale that includes a multitude of vibrant characters that all find themselves entwined in the same web of lies and deceit. His potent tale peels back layer upon layer of secrets, revealing the truth each character is keeping in this thought-provoking and perplexing plot. As the detectives assigned to the disappearance case slowly chip away at the truth, they become oddly involved as well. Garrison was born and raised in New York City, presently resides in the Bronx where he's lived the majority of his life. After college and many years of employment at various jobs, Garrison continued to pursue a career in writing, which eventually led to his first publication, Let's Pay Death Off. And author Garrison Moreland joins us now on This Week in America. Garrison, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Same here, Rick. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and what an excellent job you've done with this book. What a story within a story within a story that you're telling, and we'll get into all of that and the characters and how you came up with that. But I mentioned writing has always been, no matter what you were doing, writing was always something that you really enjoyed. What has writing meant to you throughout your life? Why has this been so important?
Well, basically, I guess it's just like any other thing for any other individual in terms of an outlet. And that's what it's meant more for me, because I'm also an artist. So I've had other avenues where I could express myself, but it turns out that writing was my favorite. So that's why I was able to relieve myself a lot of, you know, the pressures that we all go through as individuals. And I'm sure you at the same time, Rick, you know, with your job and everything, you know, this might be an outlet for you, and how much you enjoy it and everything and stuff like that. So that's what it's basically been for me.
We all need an escape. I'm not smart enough to write. That's why I have such great affirmation for what you and others do, admiration for what you do in writing. You do such an excellent job in bringing this story to life. Let's Pay Death Off is the book by Garrison, book available at Amazon.com, readersmagnet.com as well. And go to our website, you can link on and get all of the information there. Did you have any problems conceptualizing this story in particular, Let's Pay Death Off? So many moving parts to this. How did this whole thing come about for you?
Well, basically, no, to be honest with you, because I don't know if other writers use the same technique, but with me, I use a combination of fiction and nonfiction to basically express my stories and to develop them. So sometimes, the story may be 60% fiction and 40% nonfiction, or 60% nonfiction and, 40% fiction.
You know, it's interesting. Obviously, you take in a lot of information, that background, when you're combining those elements like ripped from the headlines. Obviously, you read a lot and pay attention to a lot of stories in the news. There are a lot of topics available in news stories, aren't there?
Absolutely. No question about. I'm kind of a movie buff, so I watch a lot of movies. And I think you can attest to this. The movies that were made years ago, back in the 50s, 60s, and stuff like that, I really enjoy the black and whites, with the actors and everything.
I love
watching
those.
So they were really
those.
Good stories.
I love watching some of those classics on TCM and some of the other channels where they've got these, the 50s, early 60s, the black and white, and really very well formulated and told stories. Our guest on the program is Garrison Moreland. The book we're talking about is Let's Pay Death Off. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. What's it like, Tim? Do you consider yourself a writer? I was going to say, after all that you've really enjoy escaping and writing, you are a published writer now. First of all, do you consider yourself a writer? And what's it like when you pick up your book, Let's Pay Death Off, that has your name on the cover?
Well, it's rather fantastic, to tell you the truth, because it's been a long journey. And the thing about it is that it's only now that I'm beginning to really accept myself as a writer. Before, it was just a question of enjoying writing. And now to receive the title and be described, you know, as a writer from other people and also, you know, within the industry is very, very exciting. And it's been very, very fulfilling.
Well, I would believe that, and you have to feel this is a rewarding experience you've gone through and gotten the book published, receiving excellent reviews. The book is Let's Pay Death Off. Where did the idea come from? I did sort of an awkward job of trying to explain everything that's going on there. And then when you think you've got it all figured out, you've got the cops that get involved and they're entwined in the story as well. Where did the story idea come from?
Well, basically, I developed my writing novels or stories, as you would say, from the title. I think what I usually do is when I get an opportunity to develop an idea, I develop a title first. And I thought that as an example for this book here, Let's Pay Death Off, it was a question of I was watching some programs. I was out in the street. I was listening to the news. And there was just so much death going on at the time. And the idea just came to me to say, well, you know, it would be nice if we could just let's pay death off, because we seem to be able to buy and sell anything else in life, you know. So wouldn't it be nice if we could just, you know, pay death off for a change, where so many people wouldn't have to die because of unfortunate situations or circumstances? And through that, once I develop a title for the book, that's what generates everything. Then I basically go from there.
And I love the title, Let's Pay Death Off. Garrison Moreland, our guest on the program. Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. If you're Googling, Moreland is M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll do that throughout the interview today. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly to Garrison's Amazon page. What's that sound like to hear that? Amazon page. Garrison has his own Amazon page there. You can go and you can order the book. That's got to be pretty cool, too.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the whole experience, as you have mentioned earlier, Rick, has been overwhelmingly rewarding, you know, to me, and to receive this kind of attention and fortunate to have these kind of experiences right now.
Well, it's all well earned, and I'm interested you're talking about this fascination with writing that you've had like virtually all of your life. Do you write other types of work as well? We've got the fiction here. Any other types of genres that you're into?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I don't like to classify myself as a specific type of writer in terms of a mystery writer or a romance novel or this or that. I just like to write anything and everything. And whatever comes to mind, you know, it challenged me. It challenges me a lot better, you know, in terms of just being focused on one specific area. You know, I would get bored, to be frank with you. So I like new challenges, and I like to write about anything and everything, especially if it can turn out to be meaningful, you know, to someone who is interested in writing and may find it interesting enough to read about.
Do you write any poetry?
Yes. My first love is poetry, matter of fact.
Ah, interesting.
I started out writing poetry, and that's where I had a lot of struggles and everything, but it made me a better writer. And what had happened was just that I've written about maybe over 21 books on poetry, never got any published. But the nice thing about it is a lot of individual poems that I had wrote and submitted were published, and I won some awards for it.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, and that was very interesting.
A man of many talents, writing skills. Garrison Moreland, our guest on the program. The book Let's Pay Death Off is the one we're talking about on the program. Fascinating, as you're talking about writing, When did this begin for you? Was it in school? Was it a teacher? Was it your parents reading to you, getting you involved in reading and writing? How did you get involved into writing?
Well, I used to always love reading. And I was always fascinated by stories and everything and stuff like that. But actually how it was introduced to me, it was by a friend of mine, because we used to, you know, sing and everything. And I used to write the words to songs, basically the lyrics. I didn't compose music, but I could write the words. And what happened is that he explained to me that you could write. You could write. You should start writing and, you know, try your hand at it. And I think you would be good. So I think based on that, I explored poetry more, and then it developed. And then later on, I started writing short stories, essays, and then eventually I decided to write a novel, and it went well.
It really did. And the novel is Let's Pay Death Off. You'll find it now at Amazon, all of the usual places. With all of the different type of writing that you've done and enjoy, is there one you like the most? What kind of stories do you like to write about the most?
Well, that's the most difficult part of it all. I like anything and everything. Basically, if it's a good story, like we were talking about, yes, a lot of the classics and everything and stuff like that, because they don't make those kind of movies now. They don't create those kind of stories. Everything is basically, you know, generated from computer graphics or action or, you know, to provide the entertainment. But to be able to sit down and, you know, figure out a good story, you know, whether suspense or human drama or otherwise, I think that's what fascinates me most of all, basically because the characters were so good, you know. So that's what I look forward to most of all. And a story is a good story in the character development.
Garrison Moreland, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Let's Pay Death Off. As we're talking, I'm finding out this interest in poetry, in writing other books. What are you working on now? Do you have other publications that you're working on? It sounds like, well, your mind is really going. You're working, I would assume, on a number of projects.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I'm already putting the finishing touches on a book now called Bugger. It's basically a human drama, basically about human drama and, you know, the development of human beings in our society and just how we apparently are regressing instead of developing, you know, because of all the things that are happening in the changing times of life and how we're dealing with it personally. That's one thing. And also I have a new book out now called It Is What It Is. It was published May of this year, you know. So if anybody's interested, go online and or on my website and you'll see it.
Now, what website should they go to? Where's the best place to get information on you?
The best place would be to go to I have a website, glmorelandarts.com.
Okay, I'm going to write that down and make sure that we have that. So glmorelandarts.com.
Yes.
And you can get information there on the books that we're talking about. That's a great place to go, get information on Garrison, and then get information on how to order the books there as well. Talk a little bit about writing, and I think you've touched on this, but it's so important. What do you like most about writing? Is it the escape? Is it creating people? Is it creating your own little world that you've come up with? What is it most that excites you about writing?
Okay, Rick, you just used the magic word when you said create. The thing that I love about writing more than anything is the creativity that it takes to develop and write a story. So based on that, that excites me. That gets my juices flowing, so to speak, you know, because once I get an idea and I develop a title and then it just takes off and it's just hard to control at that point. It's like, you know, I'm out of control, so to speak.
Yes.
So I love that because so much, you know, just comes out of it. And, that's all it basically is. Like I said, you said the magic word, creativity. for me. That's all it's ever been.
How do you go about creating? And I love that word as well. And time is going by so quickly, but I'm fascinated while developing the plot, for example, for Let's Pay Death Off. You've got Terrence Allen. You've got Donovan Michaels. You've got an ex-girlfriend. You've got the police officers that come into that. Do you have all that laid out in your mind before you actually start the story, or do you start the story and then make changes, revisions as you're going along? I guess I'm asking, do you use an outline from the beginning, or do you let the characters sort of develop the storyline?
More or less let the characters develop the storyline. I never have an outlet. I've been a very fortunate writer in the sense, the type of writer I am, I'm a prolific writer. I almost write at will. So what happens is that as I'm writing, I just go with the flow and it develops. And maybe if I take a rest, other things will come to me and then I'll go back and I'll just keep going. But I've never been able to, you know, sit down and map a character out or map the storyline out before, you know, in advance, so to speak, and then work it from there. No, it's just been a kind of thing where I've been naturally blessed in a sense I can just go with the flow and just take off, and that's when my creative juices just, you know, get out of control, and sometimes I have to pull them in so to speak.
Well, yes, I understand what you're saying. I mentioned in the beginning talking about layer upon layer as we're reading the book Let's Pay Death Off. Talk about the skill and the challenges that may be involved in that, where you don't want to get it too complicated. You want to lay it out there so we can follow it, but you don't want it to be, you know, where we think as a reader it's going to go. You want to have some twists and turns along the way. How difficult is it to maintain that pacing through the story, to have multi-layers, but at the same time move the story along at a good pace?
Well, it's really not too difficult for me. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use you as an example because I was thinking about you, matter of fact, the position that you're in as a host of a radio show where you do interviews. Could you imagine yourself from Rick Bratton winding up being a serial killer or a superhero?
No.
You know, that's something that I could create. And what does he do on his time off? You know, and things like that compared to the people that you meet, you know, and talk to every day, you know, and how are the personal aspects in your life are affecting you and, you know, your environment and the things that are around you, and how do you project this? So you see, it's just thinking about you, using you as a subject so easily and then going from that. Imagine you being a serial killer. You have the perfect job. And nobody would ever know, nobody would ever imagine that Rick Bratton would be a serial killer or a superhero, you know, when he leaves, you know, his job, you know, the kind of things that he will do to help people, you know, or to hurt people, depending on the title, depending on, you know, the occupation that you would have.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you?
It makes sense. Getting behind the mind of a successful writer and how you come up and the imagination that goes into what you are writing, the creativity. This has been a fascinating conversation with Garrison Moreland, who is the author of Let's Pay Death Off. And Moreland is Moreland, Garrison, Garrison. A book available at Amazon, the usual places. glmorelandart.com is Garrison's website. We'll have all of this on our website. You go through the process of writing it. You've created this piece of art. Now you're in the business of being a publisher, going to a publisher. You're a business person at this point. You've worked with Reader's Magnet through this process. What has that been like to take your creativity to a Reader's Magnet and let them help you get this out there and entertain the public?
Well, it's another extension, you know, as you speak about it and as you mentioned, because they in turn has helped, you know, to market and produce the book, which is extremely important. If no one knows about your book, if no one has any idea that the book is even out there, you know, then you're in real trouble, you know, because the book can be out there, but nobody has any knowledge of it. You know, another fascinating idea I was able to work with the people at Reader's Magnet, a Jesse Lopez, Jim Coleman Young. And these people have been extremely valuable. They've taught me a lot. I've learned a lot from them. And it has helped me in the business of publishing, because it's just not a question of writing, but you also need to learn the business of publishing and things like that. So it's been very fascinating as well, because it's led to other things in terms of companies like Goodread. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but if you were to go on Goodread, pull up my book, pull up my name, you will see at least anywhere from 50 to 100 reviews about the book. And it's been rated 5 star, but also the fact that they have expressed a great deal of insight into the book and me as an author. So these are the kind of things that it leads to in press releases and other things. So it's been very fascinating. And also, more importantly, I would not be in a position to have had this interview with Rick Bratton, you know, who I've enjoyed extremely doing this interview with, if it wasn't
that.
For Reader's Magnet.
I just, it's been our pleasure to have you on the program. And I always learn something doing a program, and I learn so much about creativity and the process in putting a successful book together. I'm going to make that plural now, successful books together, which is what Garrison has been able to do. And I'm just so delighted at the success you're having. I know you've got more coming along the way, and hopefully we can do this again. And you can follow Garrison and all of his books at his website, glmoreland, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D, arts.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon and Reader's Magnet, all those places. And you'll find all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Garrison, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success with Let's Pay Death Off, the tale of a mysterious disappearance of a young woman, which causes secrets and betrayals to emerge. You're going to enjoy this book, a mystery. It's a thriller, suspense. It's got it all. The book available, again, wherever books are sold, and information at Garrison's website, Let's Pay Death Off. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to doing it again. It's been great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rick. It's been my pleasure meeting you and doing this interview with you. Thank you so much for having me.
It has been so much fun having you with us. Garrison Moreland, the book is Let's Pay Death Off. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.